This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council Tuesday held an emergency meeting to discuss Russia's missile attack on a children's hospital in Kyiv. VOA's Jeff Custer.
We will make decisions on Ukraine, and I think what we have seen over the last days demonstrates the need to step up our support for Ukraine. We have seen new Russian missile attacks against cities, against child hospital, many.
A Russian spokesman Tuesday claimed the hospital was struck by a Ukrainian air defense missile, but a UN analyst said examination of video footage shows the hospital was hit in a targeted attack by a Russian missile. Speaking during the Security Council meeting, U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the attack shows Russian President Vladimir Putin's true intentions.
As if there was any doubt that this was the case, yesterday's attack makes abundantly clear Putin is not interested in peace. He's committed to wreaking death and destruction in pursuit of his war of aggression.
UN officials noted intentionally directing attacks against a protected hospital is a war crime. Meanwhile, the Russian UN ambassador dismissed the accusations as pro-Ukrainian propaganda. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
NATO leaders continue to gather in Washington as a military alliance confronts the prospect of the return of NATO skeptic Donald Trump to the White House. It kicked off Tuesday, and heads of state are working to shore up a transatlantic support for Ukraine. More from National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
You're going to see some announcements on deterrence capabilities, not just with respect to helping Ukraine, but boosting the alliance. You're going to see some announcements with respect to the defense industrial base and how to shore up that and make it more resilient and invest it more, including in our own industrial base here in the United States. And you're going to see, as I alluded to, some discussion about